When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Monday, and it is August 12th. So happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Meredith. Lots of birthdays today. And of course, if you want to send out birthday shout-outs, you can either send them in to me, Tim at WBSM.com, or using the WBSM app. You can use app chat to send them in. But the best way to send birthday greetings to someone is by recording it yourself using the open line feature. Just record the audio. Send it on over, and we can play it on the show. Because, you know, there's a lot of birthdays every day, right? I can't be expected to remember them all. I'm lucky I can remember my own birthday. And I apologize to those of you if you've been sending in app chat messages. I've been having issues where it keeps crashing. I can keep getting it to refresh a little bit, and it stays on the screen for a bit, and then it crashes. So I sent in a ticket to our IT team. Hopefully it's not happening on your end and it's just on mine. But if it is giving you an issue, call in and let me know or shoot me an email. Tim at WBSM.com. So this weekend, as I mentioned, there was a lot of unfortunate news that we had to share with you. You heard Phil with some of that in his report. We've also gotten word that there was five people injured in a crash in Lakeville yesterday morning. So again, as I was saying earlier, you know, let's focus on safety for the remainder of the summer. I mean, we should be focusing on safety all the time, but it seems like this year has been especially bad for crashes. Certainly we've had two drownings now locally. You know, normally we're worried about violence in the summertime. You know, the rule of thumb in the summertime is people become hot, they become agitated. And certainly we've seen an increase in shots fired incidents. We've had some shooting death homicides. But those are things that, you know, the police will handle. Safer driving, safer swimming, safer boating, those are all things that we can handle. So hopefully we can have an increased focus on safety for the next couple of weeks. And certainly beyond, but let's get through the summer. And for me, you know, when I say summer, like, let's get to Labor Day, because then kids are back to school. Things are a little bit better. I guess, I don't know, people are, I don't want to say back to work, because you've probably been working all along. But you might have more of a, I don't know, renewed focus on it. The fall has always been my favorite time of year. Although when I was a kid, I got to tell you, I did really like not having to go to school in the summertime. That was probably my best time of year because I knew I had the whole summer ahead of me. This is the time of year when I'd start to get anxious because I'd be like, oh, it's only a couple weeks left. I got to pack everything in that I want to do before the end of the summer. Finish all the summer projects that I wanted to do, which I never understood because what was I doing the rest of the time? I was just going to school. I don't remember spending hours and hours and hours on homework when I got home from school. Certainly there were times that I did, but for the most part, I had my afternoons and evenings to myself. So I don't remember not having the free time to do those things, but you still get that feeling. You still get that anxiousness that summer's almost over. Now, as an adult, it's more of an excitement that summer is almost over because that means fall's on the way and that's my favorite season. It's also when I'm going to go out and do all my library lectures and do some ghost hunting events and all that. So it's a very exciting time for me. It's a very busy time. But I love doing that stuff. I love standing up in front of everybody and telling them about our little weird corner of the world. I'm actually going to be doing that at the Michigan Paracon next week. I get to talk about the ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle to people that are coming in from not only all over the country, but all over the world. And I'll be doing some local libraries. I'm still kind of, formalizing and confirming things with everybody, but I can tell you one that I'm very excited about. Let me just give you a couple of the local ones. Because I'm going to be all over the place. I will drive anywhere as long as I'm not going to be out too late at night because I got to get up in the morning to come here. But like, for example, on Thursday, October 17th, Worcester does their movies on the Common, where I guess once a month they show a movie on a big screen out there. Maybe it's once a week. I don't know, but they show a movie on a big screen and they're going to be showing a Halloween themed movie on October 17th. And I'm actually going to go and present on that big screen in the park in front of everybody before the movie starts. So that'll be fun. That'll be October 17th. But October 23rd, well, first of all, October 26th, which is a Saturday night, I'll be returning to the Freetown Library. And once again, they're going to be holding it at the Freetown Police Community Room. Nice big room there. Great room. I'll be talking about haunted objects that day. But I'm very excited that on October 23rd, for the first time ever, I'll be presenting at the Millicent Library in Fairhaven, presenting Ghosts of the South Coast. And I get to talk about the supposed hauntings of the Millicent Library while in the Millicent Library. So, those are just some of the dates that I have locally. And of course, I'll keep you up to date with all those in case you want to come out and hear me talk about ghosts. And they're all free. I think the Worcester Movies in the Park is free. Movies on the Common. But they're all free. They're all, the libraries put on great speakers all the time. If you are not on the mailing list for your local library, make sure you get on their email mailing list so you can keep up to date with all of the great presentations that they have. And it's a way for you to come and hear about things and learn about things you're interested in for free. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app, which seems to be working for me right now, app chat. But did you get a chance last night to get outside and see some of the Perseid meteor shower? And if you were out at the right time looking for the meteors, you also got a bonus with the Aurora Borealis visible. I saw some photos that people had posted and I said, how did I miss this again? My whole life, never seeing the Aurora Borealis. And now it's been here like multiple times over the past few months. I got to start staying up. Or the Aurora Borealis has to start coming on like Saturday nights when I'm already up. But I've seen some of the photos and it looks like this instance of them might have been even better than the last one. So if you got some photos of that, if you got some photos of the meteors and you want to share them with us, you can send them in on the WBSM app using either App Chat or the open line feature also allows you to send audio and video and photos, all of that. Or you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. And if we get enough of them, maybe we can put together a little gallery. But I was blown away by what I was seeing this morning when I woke up. And I had no idea. Maybe I hadn't been paying attention, but I didn't remember any of the forecasts saying that they would be visible. I was out until 1 in the morning on Saturday. I didn't see anything in the sky. To be fair, I probably wasn't looking good enough, but I was also pretty tired. That ghost on Saturday night wiped me out. And I think I might write something about that. The more I think about it, the more I think I might want to just write a little something and get it out there and share with you the experiences that I had and the photo of that heart to see what you think. And if you missed me talking about it in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm not going to get back into it now, but you can read about it when I put it up there, or you can go back and listen to the first hour podcast. I had mentioned earlier the story about the two Massachusetts women who used pepper spray on police during a robbery of a shoplifting incident up at the Rentham Outlets. Not the Rentham Outlets, outlets? The Merrimack Premium Outlets in New Hampshire. But there's another story of theft. Something that has been ongoing in the North Shore area for a little while now. Two vape shops broken into, smash and grab thefts early Sunday morning, with thieves making off with thousands of dollars in goods within just 30 minutes. So at 5:30 a.m. Sunday morning, four suspects broke into Vapor Zone, a vape shop off Route 1 in Saugus. Some were wearing masks, some were not. They were captured on surveillance video. They quickly gathered vape disposables and other paraphernalia before fleeing the scene in under 2 minutes. So they knew what they were looking for when they went in there. The shop's owner estimated losses of between $6,000 and $7,000. It is the second time in 8 months that that store has been targeted by thieves. And then 30 minutes later, City Smoke Shop on Route 114 in Danvers was also broken into. They stole cigarettes and tobacco. Now, I think it's probably not too much of a stretch to assume they might have been the same people that broke into both of those shops. And they might be the same people that broke into the smoke shops previously. Because not only was Vapor Zone broken into previously, but others have been as well. So there's apparently a group that's going around breaking into vape shops, smoke shops, and stealing product. So I'm sure anybody in that area, in the North Shore, that owns one of those shops is adding some extra security. And there's another story, too, that WCVB has this morning. If you are planning a trip to Martha's Vineyard, be aware that the Massachusetts Steamship Authority has been dealing with a slew of canceled trips and frustrated passengers amid a crew shortage Saturday, followed by boarding delays on Sunday. So on Saturday, the Steamship Authority had to cancel 8 trips between Woods Hole and Vineyard Haven, starting with the 12:20 p.m. trip because of crew cancellations. And then also several vessels ended their operational days later than scheduled because of these problems. That meant some early morning Sunday trips were delayed or canceled because the U.S. Coast Guard has a mandated rest period for crews. So they couldn't, you know, work late Saturday night and then get up early Sunday morning and say, well, I guess it's just us. They have a U.S. Coast Guard mandated rest period that they have to observe before they can go back out. So that meant that the 10:45 a.m. and noon trips of one of the ferries were canceled yesterday, which they did so that they wouldn't have to start canceling trips into Monday. They even ended up canceling trips later on in the day yesterday. And then the Steamship Authority put out a statement saying, we ask our customers to please remember their patience as they travel today. We received disturbing reports of verbal abuse directed at our employees, and there is no excuse for that behavior. We understand this is a frustrating situation, but we ask everyone to please treat our employees with the same respect they would like to receive. Now, this story only mentions crew cancellations, crew shortages as being the reason for all of these problems. It doesn't say why there were crew shortages. And I'm sure if Johnny One Note is listening, he has more information. We know he's told us before that that's what he does for a living, but he probably can't say anything. But there's got to be a reason why they were short so much crew. And it could just be illness. I mean, something's going around. Certainly there's a strain of COVID going around. I know multiple people who have come down with it. But there's also a pretty bad cold going around too. I know because I had that. And so have other people around me. But this story, at least the WCVB story here, does not give any reason as to why there were crew shortages or how long it's expected to go on. But keep all that in mind if you are considering going to Woods Hole to take the ferry. And remember, you can always go to New Bedford and take the Sea Streak. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. And I hope that all of our winners from last week's contest, or from a couple weeks ago, last week was 30 Seconds to Mars, but from a couple weeks ago, I hope all of our winners of our contests to go see Missy Elliott at TD Garden or New Kids on the Block at Xfinity Center had a great time this weekend. Both concerts happening at the same time on Saturday. My Facebook feed was full of photos from folks going to both shows and looked like it was a fun time. Sorry I missed out, but was worth it for the interesting experiences I had with my paranormal investigation of the Weymouth Teen Center. But you could be going to see Avril Lavigne. You can enter to win right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The show is August 24th, but we are giving away tickets this week. Sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Biden speaks out on ending his reelection campaign. The FDA approves an alternate to the EpiPen, and some history made at the weekend box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is explaining why he decided to end his reelection campaign.
In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, Biden implied he was indeed thrown under the bus by his own party and all those pesky down-ballot races.
But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic.
Biden announced last month he would end his campaign amid pressure from other Democrats following his poor debate performance against Trump and amid concerns over his mental acuity. I'm Rob Martier.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is responding to J.D. Vance's criticism of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's military service. In an interview with CNN's State of the Union, Buttigieg cited Walz's 24 years of service in the National Guard.
The fact that a veteran wants to go out and disparage another veteran just goes against certainly everything I learned during my time in service.
He added that Vance has suddenly become particular about precision in speech and honesty, yet he's Donald Trump's running mate. Vance has criticized comments Walz made in 2018 in which he said he handled assault weapons in war. The Harris-Walz campaign said the Minnesota governor misspoke at the time. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the worst is yet to come if Kamala Harris is elected president in November. During an interview on Fox News Sunday, the Republican senator criticized Harris's position on the Israel-Hamas conflict, claiming the Biden administration has emboldened Iran and their proxies.
Kamala Harris's comments yesterday, like her policy towards Israel for the last 10 months, just an example of how she's unprepared to be the commander-in-chief.
He criticized Harris for refusing to take questions about which direction she wants to take the country. Cotton said the more that voters learn about Harris, the less they're going to support her. A four-year-old boy and his dog are among the victims of Friday's plane crash near Sao Paulo, Brazil. The boy was traveling with his mother and grandmother, all of whom have Brazilian and Venezuelan citizenship. The plane was operated by regional carrier Vopas, which updated the death toll to 62 after including a passenger who'd not been accounted for. All of the bodies have been recovered and most have been transported to the Sao Paulo police morgue. Officials say there were 34 males and 28 females on board, and there were no survivors. The FDA is approving the first needle-free alternative to the EpiPen. Here's Dina Kodiak.
It's a single-use nasal spray to treat allergic reactions in emergencies. Neffy from ARS Pharmaceuticals can be used in adults and some children. The FDA says this may alleviate the fear of injections, making Neffy an important treatment option. I'm Dina Kodiak.
And husband and wife Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are dominating the box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine took the top spot at the box office for the third straight week. The Marvel Studios film took in $54 million to help bring its global total to just over $1 billion. Meanwhile, Lively's It Ends With Us blew past expectations with $50 million at its debut weekend to take second place. The last time a husband and wife duo took the top two spots at the box office was in 1990 when Bruce Willis's Die Hard 2 finished in first and Demi Moore's Ghost debuted in second.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox begin a three-game set with the Texas Rangers at Fenway tonight at 7:10. And the Patriots are gearing up for their second preseason game. That's Thursday with the Philadelphia Eagles at Gillette Stadium.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Plenty of sun today, a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs near 80 inland, a few degrees cooler right on the coast. Clear tonight, making way for a totally sunny Tuesday with a high of 82. If you're wondering about humidity, levels will be comfortable for the whole week, and we're looking at sunny skies until we get to the weekend. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Oh, app chat crashed on me again. But we have a, you know, in addition to all of the news stories that we put up on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, in addition to all of the kind of local feel-good stories and the local history and things like that, the stories that we will put up on the website, we also get some stories about fun things, too. And there's a story that we have up there now. Famous TV shows with only one surviving cast member. And some of these might surprise you. Some of them might not because, you know, they're older shows. But some of them you say, well, wait a minute, what? And some of them you might say, I just assumed everybody had passed away from that show. And they're talking about, you know, main characters. So in this list, it's got to be somebody who's from the original cast and is part of the main cast, such as those featured in publicity shots. So it says, while there may be supporting characters like nosy neighbors and family friends, the focus here is on the core cast. So I'm going to just take you through some of these. You can read it for yourself, but I think this is an interesting thing to talk about, certainly for a TV nerd like me. But Laverne and Shirley, if you think about it, there's only one surviving main cast member, and that's Michael McKean, who played Lenny. Let's see. Squiggy was played by David Anders. Was that his name? David Landers. He passed away. Penny Marshall passed away. Cindy Williams passed away. So you've got one surviving cast member, Michael McKean. He's 76 years old. This one kind of surprised me. Because if you would ask me, is Max Baer Jr. still alive, who played Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies, I would have assumed that he passed away. But no. He is still alive. He's the only surviving main cast member of the Beverly Hillbillies. 86 years old. Three's Company only has one surviving cast member of the original five. And then the original five was, you know, Jack, Chrissy, Janet, and Mr. and Mrs. Roper. And the only one who's still alive out of that is Joyce DeWitt, who played Janet. She's 75. As you know, we lost John Ritter way too young of a heart attack. Suzanne Summers passed away from cancer. I don't know what claimed the lives of Norman Fell and was it Audrey? I can't remember who played Mrs. Roper all of a sudden. But Joyce DeWitt's the only one remaining. If I asked you who's still alive from Gilligan's Island, would you guess anybody? Because Tina Louise is still alive at the age of 90. She played Ginger, of course. Don Wells, who played Marianne, died in 2020. Russell Johnson, who played the professor, died in 2014. And Bob Denver died in 2005. I think Alan Hale Jr. died in the 90s. And Jim Backus before that. Leave It to Beaver still has one remaining core cast member alive. That is, of course, Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. Tony Dow passed away a couple of years ago. But some of the kids, like Rusty Stevens, who played Larry Mondello, he's still alive. Mork and Mindy only has one surviving cast member remaining, Pam Dauber. Of course, we know Robin Williams' tragic passing. I think yesterday was the anniversary. Yesterday or Saturday was the anniversary of his passing. But Jonathan Winters passed away previously. Conrad Janis. The Addams Family has one remaining cast member. John Astin still with us. At the age of 94. And very interesting that he survived the two children. Lisa Loring died in 2023. She played Wednesday Addams. And Ken Weatherwax, who played Pugsley, passed away in 2014. And Different Strokes has only one surviving cast member, that being Todd Bridges, who played Willis. And I saw a video clip yesterday. I see a lot of funny things on the internet, and I try to save some of them or send some of them off to friends, not only because I think they'll think they're funny, but then I can go back in our conversations and see it again if I'm looking for it again. And I saw one yesterday that was, it says something about, like, just shows you the power of a good theme song for a TV show, because with different music, Different Strokes becomes a whole different show. And with more foreboding music instead of the happy-go-lucky written by Alan Thicke theme song. Yes, that's right. Alan Thicke wrote the theme song. The dad from Growing Pains wrote the theme song, Two Different Strokes. But without that happy-go-lucky, like, here's everything that's going to happen in this show. We're going to tell you the whole. And those days, those were the heyday of TV theme songs, when they would tell you everything you needed to know about the show in a minute leading into the program. The exposition in those theme songs were dead on. You could watch any episode, because if you watch the theme song, you got the gist. But they took out the original Different Strokes theme and put in some foreboding music. And then it just looks like a rich white man who comes and forces young black kids from the inner city to get into his car and then puts his arms around them and forces them into his home. But yes, Todd Bridges is the only one left from that show. So can you think of any other shows like that where there's only one remaining cast member? I think, let me, give me one second here. Nope, I was going to say, I think ALF might be one of those shows. But Ann Shadeen, who played Kate Tanner on ALF, is still alive. 75 years old. But Benji Gregory just passed away last month or the month before. So I thought that might have been one of those shows, but apparently not. But if you can think of any other shows like that, let me know. We can have it added to the list. 508-996-0500. Let's take a quick call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I have a quick question. You brought up Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the singing for Carmine? When Carmine, you know, pretended to be singing. Who was the actual singer?
I'm not Carmine. Sure. Let me look it
up. Because I was watching Goodfellas the other day, and I heard the same voice, and I'm like, that's Carmine, but obviously it's not Carmine. Okay, just thought you might know.
I'll see what I can find. You have a good day.
Have a good day. You too. Bye.
And we'll take a break here, and I'll look that up during the break. We'll be right back.
I still be torn and tattered.
And that is the Big Ragu himself singing there, and it's literally the Big Ragu himself, because Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine Ragusa, the Big Ragu. Eddie Mecca, who is a Worcester, Massachusetts native, did his own singing to answer that caller's question. Before he was on Laverne and Shirley, he headed the Worcester County Light Opera, teaching young people how to sing. And then he moved on to Broadway, and he was in a show called The Lieutenant, moved to Los Angeles, and then from there, he landed the role of Carmine on Laverne and Shirley. And he has made numerous appearances on stage in Hairspray, in Grease, and other Broadway and off-Broadway shows. So he did his own singing on that show. It was Eddie Mecca who was doing the singing, whose real name is Edward Mecasian. He's of Armenian and Italian descent. So there, see, we learn something new on the program every day, and it might be, you know, important information that we need to know to go forward with our lives, and it might be silly little trivia like the Big Ragu did all of his own singing on Laverne and Shirley. You never know where we're going to bring things here on the program. But you know, if you've got a question like that, we're going to do our best to try to answer it. Let's take a quick call here, and then I've got one more break I've got to take. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Eddie Mecca did a show in New Bedford High School many years ago.
He did? What was it?
He was singing.
Oh, so it was like his own show, like Eddie Mecca Live kind of
thing?
Yeah. Wow. Do you know when that might have been?
Oh, I have no idea. I can't remember when it was, but it was a long time ago.
But you went to the show?
I tried to get in, but I didn't quite get in. I believe it was sold out.
Wow, I was just going to ask how it was, but I guess it was pretty good if it was sold out. So, wow, I had no idea.
Well, maybe somebody else will call you with more details.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. The Big Ragu played New Bedford High School. You learn something new every minute. Not just every day, but every minute. I would have gone to that show. The Big Ragu Live? All right, I've got to take my final break here. We'll be right back. And that's going to do it for me, Joe Jackson.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.